You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
In respect of the question whether Mr. Zuma was convicted as contemplated in Section 47(1), this court finds that there is no difference between a conviction following criminal proceedings and a conviction following civil contempt of court proceedings, since a person is convicted of a criminal offence in respect of both proceedings. Section 47(1)(e) draws no distinction between convictions for civil contempt and other convictions. Therefore, the ordinary meaning of an offence should be given to the word that it is a criminal offence. It is not for a court to limit the scope of the provision. The section clearly says, convicted of an offence and sentenced to more than 12 months imprisonment without the option of a fine. Mr. Zuma was convicted in that this court found him guilty of the crime of contempt of court. This court concludes that Mr. Zuma was convicted of an offence and sentenced to more than 12 months imprisonment for the purposes of Section 47(1)(e) of the Constitution and is accordingly not eligible to be a member of and not qualified to stand for election to the National Assembly until 5 years have elapsed since the completion of his sentence. In the result, the following order is made. The applicant is granted leave to appeal directly to this court. It is declared that Mr. Zuma was convicted of an offence and sentenced to more than 12-month imprisonment for purposes of Section 47(1)(e) of the Constitution and is accordingly not eligible to be a member of and not qualified to stand for election to the National Assembly until 5 years. The application is dismissed. There is no order as to cost in this court. I hand down the judgment.
And that was Constitutional Court Justice Leona Thuran reading out the Constitutional Court judgment earlier.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.